Okay, let's get into the next parak, Tehillim parak Kuf Hei, 105. And this parak, if the previous parak was about Maisa Bracious, so this was about the Hashgachas Hashem, that Hashem is always involved in our lives. The first half of this parak is a copy of Divrei Hayamim Parak Tazayin. It's the shir, it's the song that David HaMelech sung when he brought the Aron up from the place where it was. It had gone from Beit Shemesh, and then it went to Oved Edom, and from Oved Edom to Yerushalayim. So when he brought it up, he sung this mizmor, which is basically a review of Jewish history, with the goal of, the beginning and end of it was, Bris Ben HaBasarim. Avraham Avinu was promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the ultimate goal is to come into Eretz Yisrael. And this mizmor goes from the beginning of history all the way through the Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov and the brothers, and Mitzrayim and the Makos, and the years of the Midbar. And this is the Kima of the Atacha, as the Mizbar is going to say, Beferish, right? The Radak says that maybe this Mizbar was said by the Levium every single day in front of the Aron, until David HaMelech brought the Aron in. That's what the Radak says. Zeh Mizbar Chibro David Kishehe'ela Ha'aron, Bibes Oved Edom Hakiti Elir David, V'nasnu La'asafu La'achav L'shawer Oto Lifnei Ha'aron, Kshechiber David Zeh Sefer Tehillim, when David was Machaber Tehillim, he put this Mizbar in, and Herech B'sipur Zera Avraham Ashenichlusu La'aret Yisrael, as we said, and maybe it was said every single day at that time of history. The Das Mikra points out that at the beginning of this Mizmar, there are 10 Lashonos, 10 commands that David HaMelech says, Shiru, Zamru, Sichu, Hisalalu, Dirshu, right? The 10 things that, as all by way of introduction, before we get to the actual story of Jewish history, as has said. But again, we're used to this from also in the morning when we say a version of it as well. So we go. Hodu Hashem Kiru Vishmo. Hodu Hashem, thank Hashem Kiru, call out his name. Hodiu Vamim Alilosav, let the nations know his many actions. Shirulo, Zamrulo. The Chavetz Chaim writes in one place in Allah Torah. Right, we think sheer singing is something that we need to do. It just has to be focused and channeled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shirulo Zamrulo. The Radak says, Bipeh ubikli. Right, whether it's with Peh or whether it's Kli, right, sing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that he has done. Sichu b'chol niflosav, all of his wonders. Hasalu b'shem kacho, praise his holy name. Yismach lev mevakshi Hashem, those who seek out Hashem have ultimate simcha. The Mefarshim explain that simcha is an attitude. Simcha is not a gift, but if it's something that we're always seeking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sefer Yikarim says, we'll never reach the end of our seeking. Somebody who's trying to get something else, somebody's trying to get money or cars or something, gosh me. So then, until they get everything, they're not going to have full simcha, and therefore they'll never get full simcha, because they'll never get everything. But when it comes to mevakshi Hashem, it's the bikush itself that gives us simcha. Yismach lev, mevakshi Hashem. Dirshu Hashem v'uzo. Seek out Hashem v'uzo. And the oz, the Radak says the oz is the aron. So seek out Hashem. Here's the aron. Moshe Rabbeinu is singing, there, Bakshufana Tamid, seek out his face always. Zichru Niflo Osav Asher Asah, remember the Niflos that he did for us, as we're about to, this is an introduction to the rest of the Perek, Mofsav U'Mishpate Fiv. The Mofsin that he did, and the words, Mishpate Fiv, the Mishpat of his mouth, because whenever Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do something, that's what we call it, Imre Fiv, that's how it is described. Radak says, based on a halach in Shulchan Aruch, that obviously is after the Radak, but whenever you have one nes and one salvation, that's a chiyuv to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the salvations that he has wrought. So that's what it says here. Val nes echad, says the Radak. Val pela echad, chayv adam liskar hamofsim hakod min. You always have to mention the previous ones. So here we go. Zera Avraham Avdo b'nei Yaakov b'chirav. And who is the Mishor talking to? The descendants of Avraham Avinu. This is going to be about him. Zera Avraham Avdo b'nei Yaakov b'chirav. Hu Hashem Elokeinu. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol Ha'aretz Mishpatav. In all the land there is Mishpat. Right? We said in the previous parak, the Maisa Bracious, the whole world, you can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the veiled. But here it's the Mishpat, it's the Hanhaga. It's not just Hashem as the Borei, but Hashem as the Manhig. That's what this parak is really about. Hu Hashem Elokeinu, B'chol Ha'aretz Mishpatav. The Radak quotes that there are 10 people in Tanakh that get to Hu. And 5 of them are good and 5 of them are bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaber himself to the 5 good ones, obviously. Right? The Medrash says here, the Radak quotes, Atamotse hu chamisha l'ra'a v'chamisha l'tova. L'ra'a hu hayagibar tzayid nimrod. Hu Esav avi adom. Hu Dasan v'aviram. Hu amelach achaz. Hu achashverosh v'chamisha l'tova. Hu Avraham. Hu Moshe v'yaron. Hu Ezra Allah mibavel. Hu Yechizkiyo sasam megichon. Amar brechya v'elokim nimne imas hadikim. Ki hu Hashem Elokeinu, as that is a reference here. Hashem was Zachar la'olam briso. Hashem constantly remembers his bris. And we're going to have a pasuk like this after the whole story also. Dover tziva la'elav dor. Something that stays true for 1,000 generations. 1,000 generations is a long time. 1,000 generations. Rav Hirsch says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions and our Kabbalah at Har Sinai, thousands of generations. The law which he laid down will be applicable even to generations 1,000 times removed from that which originally received the Torah. Bris and everything that was accepted. 1,000 years. The Gemara also in the Sugya and Shabbos Pechas by Maimon Har Sinai says that the Torah was created 1,000 years, right? 900+ years before the world was created. That's this Lashon of David Sila Elavdar. Asher Kara says Avraham, Hashem made a covenant with Avraham, Ushvuasol Yitzchak, and reviewed the Shvua to Yitzchak, Vayamidel Yaakov Lachok. So it's Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and he made it as a law with Yaakov Li Yisrael. Yaakov turned into the Yisrael, Baris Olam. Remember that Sefer HaIkarim about the Bris Ben HaBasarim, which talks about, you know, what the basis for this whole parak is. Why is it called Bris Ben HaBasarim? As we know, Rashi quotes that the original way of doing covenants in those days was taking an animal, cutting the animal in half into two parts, basar, bet, suf, resh, and walking through the two parties in the covenant, walking through. What a strange way of making a covenant. Why is that the way of making a covenant? So explains the Sefer HaIkarim in Maimar Revi, Perek Memhei, that the point of a covenant is taking two and making them two halves, and making them into one unit. And if they're one unit, what's the best way to show that they're a unit now? They're not two, but they're becoming two halves of one unit. The best way is to take a whole item, walk in between, and in that way, reflect that now we are two parts of one whole. That's what Hashem did. Hashem had Avraham cut an animal, and then Avraham walked through, and the fire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu walked through. Kedei likshar uladavei ko'ahava b'neihem. Achi yushneim kiilu him guf echad. V'yishmar kalechan mehem eschaveiro, kishmiraso etz atzmo. Ki kamosh yushnei abasar mahem him guf echad. Just like the two parts of the animal that are on the two sides of the path are one. V'bal chai, shuhu b'yoso chai. V'yakol chelek mehem margish b'sar chaveiro. Every part feels the pain of their friend. If there's pain or suffering in one half, you feel in the other half. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu forced himself to be part of us forever, no matter what we do. It's a great medrash. There's a medrash quoted in the Tosfos and Maseches Menachos that Ashmedai asked Shlomo HaMelech, if there is a two-headed being, a two-headed person, how many chalakim in the Yerusha does he get? Is he like one? Is he like two? So Shlomo HaMelech, what did he do with his wisdom? Shlomo HaMelech brought a boiling hot water and he started spilling some of it on one of the heads. Both heads started screaming. Shlomo said, they're one. If you feel the pain of another one, then you're one. That's exactly the Bris Ben HaBasarim, according to the Sefer HaIkarim, again, Dalad Memhei, and that's the basis of this parak, right? Hu Karas, Asher Karas as Avraham, Ushvuos Ol Yitzchak, Lema lacha, what is the bris? Lema lacha atin, it's Eretz Canaan. I'm going to give you Eretz Canaan, chevel nachalaschem, the portion of your inheritance. Biosam same as par when they were very few. Kimat v'garimba. And they were just traveling around. Vayishaluchu migoyel goy. The avos went from place to place. Vayishaluchu, Rashi says, Avraham gar, be'eretz plishtim. Ubi mitzrayim, ube'eretz Canaan. V'chein Yitzchak, v'chein Yitzchak didn't leave Eretz Yisrael, v'chein Yaakov, kulam garu, migaris lageris lageris. They all went from place to place. They didn't have any home that they could stay in. They went from place to place, from one kingdom to another kingdom. But Hashem says, I protect, I didn't let anybody destroy you totally. I even approved and gave Musar to kings. To kings, altigu b'mshichai, don't touch my anointed ones, don't touch my chosen ones. Ulinviyai al tareo, don't do bad. The Radak says these are stories referred to in Brachos, right? When Hashem spoke to them in dreams, his hir lohem b'chalom kamo le'eli melech ulalavan If they wanted to do something bad, Hashem protected. But again, they went from place to place, not only because they didn't have a home, but as we know, Avram Avinu wanted to spread the faith, wanted to spread monotheism. That's where he went from place to place. Well, the Rambam describes this in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, that he didn't have any teachers until he came up with it himself, and he figured out himself. How old was he? The Rambam says 40. The Ravid says maybe he was 3. Maybe there was a process. But what happens once he decided and he realized what the true God, and he broke the tzlamim of his father, what did he do? V'hitchil lamod v'likros b'kol gadol l'chol ha'am u'lohodiyam. He started letting everybody know, she'ish eloka echad l'chol ha'olam. There's one God, v'lo ro'i lavod, and to him ro'i to serve. V'ya mahalech v'korei u'makabit ha'am, me'ir le'ir u'mimamlacha l'mamlacha. He would go from city to city, from place to place. Ad she'higia le'eretz Kanan. Who korei until he came to Eretz Canaan. Shemar vayikra Hashem b'shem Hashem kel olam. V'kivat hayu ha'am is kapsinlo. When people used to come to him, v'shalin lo adrav, they used to ask him. Hayu modiel lechal echad v'echad. He used to let them know. Lefi daito ad sheyachzi ruhu l'derech ha'emes. Until he brought him on the true path. Ad shenis kapsu elav alafim v'rivavos. Thousands. V'im anshe beis Avraham v'shatal b'libam ha'ikar agadol azeh. He planted in them this great Ikar, that there is a God, the Chiber bo Svarim, bo Odil Yitzchak beno, Rana Yitzchak, he let them know, V'yashav Yitzchak malabidu machzir, V'yitzchak Odil Yaakov, just one line about Yitzchak, that's it. Okay, so this is the parade, the spiritual parade that is described by the Rambam, but it's hinted to, and it's rooted in this pasuk. V'yitzchak good. V'yikar Rav al Haaretz, and then what happened, Hashem continues. With Jewish history, there was a famine. Kol mati lechem shever, no food. Shalach lefneim ish le'evin nimkar Yosef. Yosef atzadik was sold by his brothers. A lot to say about that. Inu bakevel raglo. They put his leg in chains when he was in jail by Eishes Potifar. Barzel bab and avsho. Until ad eis bodvaro. Until the time came, imras Hashem tzrafasu. The word of Hashem purified him. Ad eis bodvaro maybe reminds us of the Beis Halevi's words at the beginning of Miketz. The Medrash says that it was time. Amar b'Medrash, Ketz sam lachoshech. Right, there was an end to the darkness. Right, Miketz shenasayim yamim u'faru cholem. So we usually think about it. Paro had a dream, and because Paro had a dream, so then it was the end of the 2 years, and Yosef was able to get out of jail. No, the Beis Halevi says the opposite. Based on the Medrash, it was time for Yosef to get out of jail. Therefore, Paro had the dream. Mikach Nasayim Yamim, it was the end of 2 years and Yosef was trying to get out of jail. Ufaro Cholem. Bir Hadavar, Divrei HaMedrash. Kate Samli Yosef, Kama Yeh Babes Asurim, Kimin Shiegia Kates, Ufaro Cholem. The Bechal Davar Shabaola, Mi Siba Umisovev. There's a Siba and a Misovev, a cause and an effect for everything in the world. Ukmo Echad Kana Schora Acha. Somebody buys something. Verviyah Sak Adam Yisei, gets a lot of profit. Ulafisha Kol. Ufisechal HaEnushi, Knias HaSchora Haya HaSiba, Shesavim Azesh, Yeviyah Sak Mamon. He bought, and he got a lot of profit. Abel Bemes, he told us, no. The point is Hashem wanted to give him a profit, so Hashem made him do the sale. Delo asiba garmalo harevach, rachman ha-shamayim nigzor lov she'erviach. Hashem said he should have a profit. V'yalkein nistavev she'ik nischarazu. Right, that's why the schora happened to him. V'nimsa harevach hu asiba, v'knias haschora hu amesovev. V'chein kan, asher levei seichel, according to logic, you might have thought, tachalom shal paru hu asiba sheyatza mimenu zeh amesovev. Paru had a dream, and therefore Yosef got out of jail. U'be'emes eino kein, the opposite. V'adar hu lahefech, de'ikar adavar ha'ishigi azman li'yosef, she'ez meis asurim. It's time for Yosef to get out of jail. U'mizen istabev shechalom paru chalom. That's why Paru had his dream. Yitziyaso shal Yosef hu asiba, v'chalom paru hu amesovev. It was time for Yosef to get out. V'zeo shama, that's what the pasuk says. Mikach nasayim yamim. It was the end of those 2 years of Faro cholem, and Paro had a dream. Ketzam lachoshech v'chulu. That is what it said, and that's what's mentioned here. Ad eis bodvaro. It was the time. It was the time for Hashem's word to come out. Imras en trefaso. So what happened? Shalach melech. Hashem sent a king. Vayatireyu moshal amim vayifatchehu. So again, this melech might be Paro. Might be Moshe Rabbeinu, he had the din of a melech, who undid it, Moshe Alamin Vaifatcheu, Samu Adon Lebeiso, Moshe Bechol Kinyano. This is way before Moshe. So Pasha's it's Paro. Paro brought him out. Pasha's Paro brought him out of the jail. And he made him Adon, Right, I take it back. That wasn't Moshe, but Paro. Le'asar sarav benafsho uskinav yechakeim. Yosef made all the advisors wiser. Vayavo Yisrael Mitzrayim, and then Yaakov come to Mitzrayim. Yaakov gar be'eretz Cham. So Yaakov now is in Mitzrayim. Right, Cham Mitzrayim is a son of Cham. Vayeferes hamo ma'od. And there's Purvu, right? They become many. Vayatzimeo mitzarav, and they're even stronger than their enemies. But all of a sudden, hafach libam lisnoamo. Their hearts, the Mitzrayim's hearts change to hate the Am. To hate the Am. Why? The Chavetz Chaim writes in the Chavetz Chaim ala Torah. Because this is like what, he doesn't quote it, but Rav Chaim Elajin says, if a Jew doesn't make Kiddush, the guy makes Abdallah. Right? The Jews started becoming part of Egyptian society, and all of a sudden, hafach libam. It's also part of the, message of Jewish history. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes here on a Navi that even though we know that the Shloshinu Levusham Malbusham Lashonam, he says, but all of those, they were, the Medrash says they were Kofar and Bris Mila. Meaning they were doing all of those as a national identity, but not a spiritual identity. Right, and that's why Hafach Libam Lisnoimo Lehis Nakel Ba'avadav. They were acting strangely to their Avadim. So after that, 210 years, Sholach Moshe Avdo, Aharon Asher Bacha Bo, Hashem says Moshe, Hashem says Aaron. As we know, Moshe Rabbeinu complained at the Sneh, what am I going to do? I'm a Kfad Peh, a Kfad Lashon. Hashem says, don't worry, you'll be fine, and I'll send Aaron to help you. Samu Bam Divrei Ososav, Umofsim Be'eretz Cham. Hashem sends Osos and Mofsim, right? Signs and wonders in Eretz Cham. Eretz Cham is another way of saying Mitzrayim. All the Osos and the Mofsim. Sholach Choshech. The first Makkah, 8 of the Makkos are mentioned here, right? 2 of them are not, but 8 of them are mentioned, and they're not all mentioned in order. Not all mentioned in order. The purpose of these Makkos, again, each of the Makkos have different purposes. To punish the Mitzrayim, to teach the Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. But the first one mentioned is Choshech. If you look in the Radak says, he doesn't explain. He just says only some of them are mentioned out of order. If you look in the Rav Hirsch, Reverse says here, Choshech is mentioned first because Choshech is the first one, the only one, the first one that applied to every single spot. It wasn't about a specific place. It is with keeping with this purpose of this psalm that stress should be placed on only those makos which represented acts of obvious divine intervention into the customary order of nature. Dever and Shchin are passed over because they are disease symptoms that do not appear to be supernatural in character. Darkness is mentioned first. This was actually the last plague brought about through Moshe and Aaron, which rooted the people of Egypt helplessly to the spot wherever they happened to be when the catastrophe struck. This plague was thus the most far-reaching in scope. Each of the 8 preceding disasters affected only a limited part of the Egyptian empire. But this 9th plague, the confining darkness, though it caused no loss of life, deprived the Egyptians of their world all at once and made it impossible for them to exercise any control over their own persons and possessions. And then soon it says, let's continue reading for a minute. Shalach Choshech Vayashech V'lo Maru Ez Dvaro. Nobody rebelled against his word. That's referring to all the different animals and all the different parts of nature that Hashem changed, right? Fire and water and the wild animals and the frogs. He gave them all a different nature. None of them rebelled. None of them didn't follow what Hashem wanted. Each of them obeyed the summons of God to act in contradiction to the natural behavior, which had originally been instilled into it by God's laws of creation. It was by doing so that these creatures had truly demonstrated that God was indeed the one who had established these natural laws, that he was still nature's Lord and guide. It was he too who had caused the timid beasts of the swamps to cast aside their timidity and to leave their swampy habitat, v'chulu. That's why Choshech is mentioned in only some of the makas. Hafach Mamam Ladam, right, he mentions Dam. Vayoma says to Gossam, their fish died, which showed that it wasn't just a sleight of hand. It was real blood. Sharatz Artsam Tsfardim Bachadrim Alchay, and frogs went everywhere. Amar Vayavo Arov, Kinim Bachal Gvulam, Arov and Kinim, Nasan Gishmeyam Barad, Ash, Lahavos Bartsam, Barov with fire and water. Vayach Gafnam Usain Asam. Right, this was the their trees were all cut down. Veshaber Aids Kvulam. In the Barad. Omar Vayavo Arbe, the Yelik, the Amos Bar, grasshoppers that you can't count. Vayochal Kol Esev Ba'artsam. All the grass was, any vegetation was eaten up, consumed. Vayochal Priad Masam. And finally, Vayach Kol Bachar Ba'artsam, Rashis Lachal Onam, the Makas Bacharos. Makas Bacharos, the uniqueness of Makas Bacharos, the halacha is the Makas Bacharos has to be mentioned in Yetzias Mitzrayim, morning and night, part of the halacha. And what happens? They went out with gold and silver. Nobody was weak, meaning in contrast to the Bechorim, all the Jews, after 210 years of servitude, they went out strong. Samach Mitzrayim b'teisam. And the Mitzrayim were even happy. Kinofa pachtam aleihem, because they had pachad. And then we get into the Midbar. Paras anan l'masach, anan ne'akavet, ve'esh l'or ba'alayla, ve'esh, shal v'yav eslov, lechem shemam yasbiim, the man, pasach tzur v'yazuv amayim, water, all the miracles in the Midbar, holcha b'tzios nahar. All of this was membeis, ki zachar es dvar kadsho es Avraham avdo. Right? These are the poles. Beginning of the parak also had this. It's all as a kiyum to the promise. Vayotzi amo b'sason, he took us out of Mitzrayim, with Sason, Barina, Esbechira, Vaitinlam Artos Gayim, and then finally, Eretz Yisrael. Vaitinlam Artos Gayim, Va'amalu Umimi Rashu. And they Yarshin, the work of the nations, Ba'avur, but this is all, Davin El Chenzoaf, as long as we keep the Torah. Ba'avur Yishmu Chukav, the Torah Savin Soru, Hallelujah. And this is what is said when Davin HaMelech is bringing the Aron up to Yerushalayim, and this is the goal. Rabosai, this is it. This is Jewish history. We have completed, but recognize, it's only with Shmiras Chukim and Nitziras HaTorah. Okay, we'll stop here.